Stephen Colbert mocks Joe Biden snapping at CNN reporter, "Grandpa's had it with your lip energy." By Hannah Blow on June 17, 2021. Stephen Colbert, the left-wing host of CBS The Late Show, mocked President Joe Biden after his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Colbert knocked the 78-year-old grandpa after Biden snapped at CNN reporter Caitlin Collins during the Geneva visit. Biden flipped out after the CNN reporter asked why the president is so confident that Putin will change his behavior. "I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What the hell, what do you do all the time?" Biden snapped. "When did I say I was confident? I said, what I said was, let's get it straight. I said what will change their behavior is if the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating a fact." Wow. That was some strong grandpa's had enough of your lip energy, Stephen Colbert said, continuing his bit. "What's that? What's that? What's that? You watch your tone, mister," he said, taking off his coat. "Watch your tone, little mister. Knock it off with the grab ass and the horseplay. This isn't a dog and pony show. Were you born in a barn? If you were, grab a pail and start milking the cows because they're coming home to roost, little boy blue. I fought in Korea. Watch below." Biden later apologized for his display, which would have likely been considered an unforgivable offense during the days of the Trump administration. "I owe my last questioner an apology. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy with the last answer I gave," he said. Notably, Collins dismissed the apology as completely unnecessary. "He did not have to apologize," she said. "Though I do appreciate that he did there in front of the other reporters as he was about to get on Air Force One to go back to Washington. When I was asking him that question, Wolf, I was just doing my job, which is to question the president, regardless if they are a Democrat or a Republican. And asking the president a question does not mean it has a negative slant or a positive slant," she explained. "It is simply a way to get into the president's mindset of how he is viewing something. Something as major as a meeting with a world leader who has interfered in U.S. elections, jailed his political opponents, dismissed human rights, as he did at a press conference here in Geneva just earlier today. And so, I do appreciate the president's apology, but it is not necessary," Collins emphasized. "Because, of course, it is just our job to ask the president questions. That's the business that we are in."